AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The engineer at the controls of that Amtrak train that derailed this week in Philadelphia is not talking to investigators. But the NTSB's Robert Sumwalt says a data recorder revealed that the train was going way faster than it should have.
Maximum authorized speed through this curve was 50 miles per hour. When the engineer-induced brake application was applied, the train was traveling at approximately 106 miles per hour.
Seven people were killed in the derailment, and the Associated Press is among those mourning victims.
Award-winning AP video software architect Jim Gaines was a father of two and was returning home to New Jersey for meetings in D.C. AP colleague Paul Calori.
It's not even an exaggeration to say that invariably he would just do things to try and make your day better.
Justin Zemzer was a popular student leader and athlete. He was on break from the U.S. Naval Academy, heading home to Rockaway Beach. Susan Zemzer is his mother.
He was a loving son, nephew, and cousin.
She says the tragedy has shocked the family in the worst way. Julie Walker, New York.
After the House's lopsided bipartisan vote to end the National Security Agency's bulk collection of Americans' phone records, the Senate is under considerable pressure to pass a similar measure.
The House has overwhelmingly passed a bill that would end the National Security Agency's bulk collection of Americans' phone records and replace it with a system to search the data on a case-by-case basis. That sets the stage for a Senate showdown just weeks before the law authorizing the program is set to expire.
AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley. Well, President Obama and leaders from six Gulf nations are trying to work through tensions sparked by the U.S. bid for a nuclear deal with Iran, a pursuit that has put regional partners on edge. Those leaders are meeting today at Camp David. This is AP Radio News. Jeb Bush slipped up for half a sentence while talking to reporters after a Reno town hall last night, saying he's made his decision about a run for the White House.
I'm running for president in 2016, and the focus is going to be about how do you create high sustained economic growth where more people have a chance at earned success.
Sound courtesy KRNV, Bush later noted several times in the same conversation that he's still thinking about whether to run for the GOP nomination. Well, there will be only one more winner after this, since American Idol is ending its run after next season. But last night, Nick Frattiani was picked as the winner of the Fox competition.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much. This is amazing. This is the best day of my life.
This is the 29-year-old rocker from Connecticut singing Beautiful Life, which will be his first single.
Good friends is so good to us, and haters can hate, and fakers can front, so we try to live.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.